Hey there, it's H.E.
and Tamika,
and you are listening to Behind This Woman podcast.
Two best friends spilling our own tea through candid conversations, lots of storytelling, and life perspective.
Together with our guests, we share what we know
and what we're currently learning
about life, love, growth, womanhood, and the process of pursuing your dreams.
So get ready to laugh, cry, ponder, and be inspired.
Now let's hop right in.
Well, hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Behind This Woman. H.E. here, and today we are on episode number 19, My Unfulfilled Life. Tamika, are you there?
I am here. Hey, guys.
If you have not gotten a chance to listen to episode 13 and episode 15, The Untold Truths of Entrepreneurship versus 9 to 5, Part 1 and Part 2, be sure to go back and listen to those. We got a lot of feedback on those episodes, and we just kind of wanted to come back and unpack some of what we talked about in those episodes. One of the main things that we found out, and not when I say found out, like we've been in this spot as well personally, but just hearing feedback from other people and then just other outlets, you know, things we read, other podcasts we listen to, that overall it is a lot of people who are living unfulfilled lives.
Mm-hmm.
People yes. who just aren't happy for whatever reason. It could be their job, it could be their family situation, whatever it is. So we want to, let's first like just make this thing plain and let's talk about the definition of unfulfilled. So Tamika, like fill us in on exactly what that means.
So when we talk about like the state of being unfulfilled, right? So when we think about fulfillment, right? So let's kind of tackle it from this angle. When we think about what it means to be fulfilled, we think about, you know, being in the state or the state of being happy, content, and satisfied, right? So if we were to flip that definition on its head, unfulfillment would look like the absence of happiness, contentment, and satisfaction in one or more areas of our lives, right? And I tend to think about my life kind of in five categories or aspects, if you will. So you got kind of work and your career, like the work that you do or the career that you have, your health, like your physical health, personal development, which is what you're doing to grow and develop yourself. The social aspect of your life is your relationships and how you relate to others. And then your spiritual life is how you relate to the higher being that you believe in, so to speak. So when we say, you know, are you unfulfilled, or let's talk, have a conversation about why you're unfulfilled, we're coming from that angle. So the absence of happiness, contentment, and satisfaction in one or more areas of your life.
What we talked about in episode 15 and episode 13 was more so like being unfulfilled in your careers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. most people, a lot of people right now who maybe aspire to do more or to be more in their careers, in their lives, maybe they're not liking their job, they're not satisfied with work, or, you know, for whatever reason. And I want to talk about that, but not just in a career space, but also you mentioned career, health, personal development, social, and spiritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the, out of these five categories, would be the most difficult to tackle immediately?
Immediately, I would say the most difficult would probably be work or career. And here's why I say that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times the work that we do or the career that we hold, there is a some level of monetary compensation attached to that, right? Like we're getting paid and compensated to perform a task or for the work that we do, right? So when you find yourself unfulfilled in that regard, most people are not in a position to just be like, okay, I'm going to stop doing this and then go find something that fulfills me, right?
Right.
There's your livelihood is attached to that, right? Mm-hmm. So it would be irresponsible for you to just mm-hmm. walk away from a job because it's not fulfilling to you when you have a husband, when you have children, or even if it's just you.
Right.
And, you know, you got rent, you got a car note, you got like real mm-hmm. life bills.
Yeah.
That have to be paid. So I would say that that's the most difficult, can be the most difficult to navigate, because there are so many external factors tied to how you're being compensated and how you're being paid that determine your livelihood and the quality of your life.
Right. And I also think that people don't think that change can ever happen in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. because of that, it reflects in their attitude.
Right.
And,
right.
And the way they show up. So we really want you guys, I know I've said this is my third time, so I'm serious. Really go back and listen to episode 13 and 15. And what I'm referring to now, Tamika kind of talked about in detail her personal journey in episode 13 of how she absolutely hated her job, hated the commute, hated everything about it, and what she did to kind of get out of that. So we want to talk about like what to do when you find yourself in this place. And again, we talked about this a little bit in that episode, but we wanted to unpack it a little bit more to really like talk about the details of what you really need to be doing, because we find that a lot of people are in the situation. We have been in the situation before personally, so we know mm-hmm. what it looks like. And in order to develop yourself to get to the next level, you have to know how to maneuver where you are.
Right.
And then mentally prepare to go to the next level, right?
Right, exactly.
So one of the first things we wanted to talk about is operating in gratitude. And Tamika, tell us a little bit about, I know, again, you talked about this in episode 13, but talk a little bit about how that helped you in your state when you like completely hated where you were.
Yeah, so for me, kind of like the turning point was realizing that I was not going to be able to create the life that I wanted while hating the life that I currently had. There was going to need to be a shift in my perspective, a shift in my thinking, in order for me to create and build the thing that I desired, right? And so for me, the first step was, the first change was to just change my mind about my circumstances and to choose, right? I'm going to use that word, choose to operate with gratitude, acknowledging, noticing, and appreciating what I already had, right? So here I am, I'm at a job that I've been at for several years, which is now a career for me, right? It has provided me an opportunity to provide for my family. It provides me an opportunity to take care of myself, to handle all of my responsibilities. And that is something to be thankful for. That is something to be appreciative of, because that's not everybody's story. Some people can't pay their bills. Some people do struggle to provide for themselves and their families. So
right.
to first recognize that I am in a position that I can provide for myself and my family, and being thankful for that.
So I wanted to talk about literally what gratitude does to your brain, because we hear this term, you know, operate in gratitude, you know, be thankful, but to really truthfully understand what it means and what it does. So I was doing a little bit of research and a few things I want to read what I found. So for one, it says gratitude can make people happier, improve their relationships, and potentially even counteract depression and suicidal thoughts. While some studies have associated gratitude with a whole slew of benefits, from fewer aches and pains to improved sleep to better cardiovascular health, others have found more mixed results. Also in 2008, scientists did some extensive research, and in their study, they found that when they measured the brain activity of participants experiencing different emotions, they found that those who practiced gratitude had a synchronized activation in multiple brain regions, and it actually lighted up parts of the brain's reward pathways. So it literally reframes and reshapes and retrains your brain, literally.
Wow.
That is that. So we all, you guys, if you've been listening to us, you know, we're always talking about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important. So right. literally what Tamika explained was that she took her brain from, I hate this job, I hate the commute, I hate what I'm doing, it's not what I was born to do, I'm not doing what I love to do, I don't get the warm and fuzzies when I come to work, I'm not exactly excited about the people I'm working with, to, I am thankful that I have a job, I'm thankful that I'm able to pay for this vehicle to even drive to my job. I'm able to provide, because again, if you guys have been listening, Tamika was a single parent. She's newly married. She was a single parent for 15 years.
Yes.
Okay. Single parent, 15 years. I'm thankful that I was able to provide for my daughter. And baby, let me let y'all know, Kendall ain't never wanted for nothing. Okay. Let me just say that. Let me just say that. Okay. So... Kendall wasn't walking around looking like she was struggling with a single single mama. Okay, let's just put it out there. Okay, so being able to afford those things, you know, being able to do things with my family. Tamika is always a loving and giving person. And y'all, Tamika don't give cheap gifts. I'm just saying. So, obviously, it seems kind of shallow. But effort takes money. And Tamika like to eat good, okay?
Yes, all those things are true.
So I'm just saying that is where she literally like changed her thinking around it. So when you change your thinking around that, then it allows you to show up differently to work or wherever. So it allows her to show up differently to work. It allows her to show up differently when she comes home with her daughter. It allows her to show up differently with her family.
Right.
It allows her to show up differently for herself. So because she has activated gratitude in that particular area of her life, then she was able to be successful in the personal development area, the social area, the spiritual area. Because when you are so upset and just frustrated and just irritated, you probably are not going to want to sit down and absorb a book.
Right.
You're not going to be too happy about loving on your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that, it one bleeds into the other. So we're talking about the career path just because we're kind of tying it into the entrepreneurship series that we did. But it's like, it could be any area of your life. It bleeds into other areas. So the first thing we say, again, is to operate in gratitude. And then the second thing we would say is just to take inventory of exactly where you are. So tell us about that situation, Tamika. Like when you took inventory, like what did that look like for you?
So for me, what that looked like was really just getting quiet, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of turning off all of the noise, right? Mm-hmm. And when I say noise, I mean, you know, whatever you're taking in and absorbing from social media, TV, even friends and family, right?
Really just
getting quiet and trying to get clear about what it is that you want and what you're willing to do to get there, right? Ooh. Because sometimes we will say that we desire a thing, right? But we never take the time to calculate the cost of achieving that. Mm-hmm. And then being honest with ourselves to say, am I willing to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Am I willing to take that path? Am I willing to do the work?
Mm-hmm.
So really just taking inventory, asking yourself, what is it that you want to accomplish? What would make me happy? What would make me feel like I'm making a difference if that's something that's important to you? So for me, being honest with myself about my aspirations and things that I dream about accomplishing, and you know, a lot of times those things scare us, right? It's scary to say those things out loud. It's scary to say that I aspire to be a best-selling author. That scares me a little bit to say that out loud.
Right.
But to be honest with yourself enough to come to terms with, these are the things that I dream about doing, right? And really, and the other part of taking inventory, so I think part of taking inventory is within yourself, right? Just as an individual, what do you truly desire? What do you want to accomplish? And are you willing to do the work to make it happen? The other part of taking inventory is to look at where you are and evaluate what it has to offer you in order to serve you where you're going, right? So what about this job that is not fulfilling to me, that is not where I see myself long term, right? So, but I'm here now, right? So I've checked myself, I've changed my perspective, I'm operating in gratitude. Now I want to look at what can I learn from this place, right? What skill sets, what training, what courses, what about this experience can I take from and apply it to where I'm going? Or how can this experience help prepare me for where I'm going and serve me well there?
Right. That's really good. I wanted to go back to something you said that really like hit home. One of the first things you said you did was got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. It's so heavy and it's so rich. And like you said, quiet from social media, from family, from friends, like wherever you're absorbing things from, to really just kind of get quiet in that. And I think right now, of course, we know we are in the age of social media. And of course, we're on social media and, you know, our brand, our businesses, we're all on social media. And you almost kind of have to be these days, especially if you're like putting anything out in the world, you kind of want to have it on
right.
social media.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, even social media, like too much of that can be a problem. Like you have to know when to walk away. And again, doing a little research, do you know that depression and anxiety has been tied to too much social media?
I've heard that before. And why do you think that is, H.E.?
So I'm going to read this. All right. So it says, do you spend more than 2 hours per day on social media? Spending too long on social media, social networking sites could be adversely affecting your mood. In fact, you're more likely to report poor mental health, including symptoms of anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn the same research in common sense, the recommended amount of time you should spend on social media is half an hour per day.
Mm.
Yes. And half an hour per day. And so it causes psychological distress. So another thing it says it causes is FOMO, fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
So we joke about that, you know, ha ha,
right.
ha whatever. But that
right.
is like a real thing.
Yeah.
And they said it was really born like at the time of Facebook, which was like the big, when social media like really boomed. Because, you know,
right.
we had MySpace and all that kind of
right.
stuff prior
to.
Oh
my God, do you remember MySpace?
Yes, honey.
MySpace.
Yes.
Oh,
hold on. I got something else for you. Do you remember Black Planet?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh my goodness. Yes, I do. That is so funny.
Yes. So
wow.
that was social media as well. But it's like
yeah.
when Facebook really took off, because remember, Facebook used to be just for like individual colleges.
Right.
So when
right.
it like really took off. And so it says that fear of missing out is basically a form of anxiety that you get when you're scared of missing out on a positive experience or emotions that someone else is getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This
yeah.
fear is constantly fueled by your social media engagement. The more you use social networks, the more likely you are to see that someone is having more fun than you are right now.
Right.
And that's what's
right.
causing it. And when you listen to this, I'm going to keep going, that I'm going to tie it all in. So unrealistic expectations. This one probably comes as no surprise, but social media helps you to form unrealistic expectations of life and friendships. The networks that do it the most are Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Those
mm-hmm.
are the social media platforms that severely lack online authenticity.
Mm. Mm.
So here's the deal. And then, of course, they talk about negative body image, because you're seeing
right.
all these
right.
people and... You know, then you have unhealthy sleep patterns because you're up all night on social media. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
here's the deal. Growing up, I don't know about you. I did not hear, as I'm not saying it did not exist, but I
mm-hmm.
did not hear so much about anxiety and depression as we do now, especially with younger people. I mean, people are age too.
Right.
But it is
right.
so prevalent right now. And I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying all of it is because of social media, but a lot of it has to do with that. And part of the thing is, like, when you are unfulfilled and then you're turning to other outlets to be
mm-hmm.
fed different things, like, you're unfulfilled. And the reason why I'm even more unfulfilled and I am just, you know, upset and angry is because why does Keisha get to be at the beach while she's an entrepreneur working her business with her computer and her laptop? Well, I got to get up in this traffic and go to this place and sit behind this desk. Why does, you know, Rebecca get to travel every week, you know, with her, what she's doing, and she's so happy and she's so, you know, why do they get to do that? Why do they have time to cook in the kitchen every night for their family? I don't get home until 7 o'clock. I'm feeding my kids frozen meals. You know what I mean? So it, instead of you being thankful for where you are and then working toward where you want to be. So that's the next thing. Like, how do you want to feel?
Right.
Not necessarily what you want. So you can say, I want to have her life. I want to, first of all, I learned a long time ago, you never envy someone else's life or what someone else has because you don't know what they went through to get to where they are.
Yep.
And to get what they have. You don't know the backstory of anybody's life that you're just looking at on social media.
You're looking at a moment in time.
That is, thank you.
A moment in time. And I decided years ago, one of my personal rules for living is that I will not live my life comparatively. I will not live my life constantly comparing it to somebody else's life or experience. My business is living my life to the best of my ability.
That's it.
And when you focus on that, it really does take all your time.
Exactly.
It really does take all, like, managing my business and my life is a full-time job.
Right.
And me work, it is important for me to continuously show up as my best self. So when you, when that is something that is kind of guiding all of your decisions and trying and shaping your experience or the experience that you want in life, that really does take up all your time. But that is so good, H.E., because I think that sometimes we look at someone's a post or just like when you were giving the examples, like maybe somebody posted that, oh, my baby got all A's on their report card. And then maybe your kid is struggling in school. And maybe that is like a huge source of frustration in your life. And you're like, well, why my baby ain't making all A's? You know what I'm saying? Instead of redirecting that energy and focus to say, oh, maybe there really is something that your child fundamentally does not understand at school. Maybe your child needs a tutor. Maybe your child needs extra help. But you will never open your mind up to the possibility of those solutions if you're constantly just focusing on what everybody else is doing and then allowing that to just frustrate you and like, oh, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And what I have learned is that I think the same energy, the same initial, this is my very personal opinion. I've done no research on this. Give a disclaimer.
Right.
I think the very same energy that creates envy and jealousy in the beginning is also the same energy that can create inspiration. So this is what I mean. You can look at someone, let's say you look at them on social media, and let's say they disappear to have their stuff together. Or maybe they have a booming business or, you know, a loving relationship, whatever it is. When you initially look at them, initially you say, wow. You may not, you just inside, you say, wow. So your next thought is either, man, that's really awesome. Good for her. Or the next thought is, she ain't all that. I bet she just flexing for the gram. Let me click off her. You understand what I'm saying?
So
it's like, it starts off the same and then it morphs into either this person can inspire you and you're, you know, happy for them or it can go into a jealousy and envy mode.
I agree.
I mean? And it's like, we have to control that. Like, I'll be sitting here lying if I've never been on Instagram, like, oh my gosh, And it's like, don't do that, H.E. Don't do that. Like, why? First of all, you don't know what they're, what they've gone through to get this. Your journey is completely different. And how about you reframe your thinking and say, wow, that's really awesome. Happy for her. I'm looking forward to when I accomplish whatever I'm out to accomplish. You know, being aware of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, being mindful enough to to capture those thoughts so that you can check them, right?
Yes.
So that they don't become some big thing that now has consumed you, right?
Right.
Because I agree, like, I like what you're saying, because it's like we can look at somebody else that has something that we desire or that we hope to obtain ourselves one day, and it could totally be inspiration. Like, mm-hmm. you know what? She just inspired me. I'm about to get myself together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like maybe somebody lost 50 pounds or maybe mm-hmm. somebody, you know, wrote their book or released their book. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to start spending 1 hour a day mm-hmm. just writing. Mm-hmm. Right. Or I'm going to make a commitment to myself to go to the gym 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, you know, but really just using that as inspiration instead of using it to be jealous or envy. Or the flip side of that is to then beat yourself up because you're not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And 9 times out of 10, when you look at somebody else and you have those thoughts of, oh my God, who she thinks she is, most times they've done the work and you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what it is. So
yeah.
What happens is that when you start, I heard somebody say, when you start really operating in the fullness of you, it is going, especially if you're in the public eye, public. And now if you're on social media, you're in the public eye. Okay.
Right.
You don't have
exactly.
to be Beyonce. Okay. If you're on social media, you're in the public eye.
Right.
But it's like, whenever you start operating in the fullness of who you are, it is going to bring up insecurities in people. It's
mm-hmm.
going to touch those sensitive areas. Because it's like, for whatever reason, they can be afraid, they can be ashamed, they can be,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever those issues they're dealing with as to why they haven't decided to completely step out on what they think or on what they know they should be doing. But you have.
Right.
It's almost like they get jealous of your courage.
Mm.
But really what that is their fear bumping up against that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what mm-hmm. I mean, where you can instead of saying, who does she think she is? You can say, she has really inspired me. Like,
right.
I have been around here being afraid, you
making
know,
excuses.
Making excuses, mm-hmm. being lazy. And
mm-hmm.
she wrote for however long a day and got her book out. Or
right.
this person lost the 50 pounds. Or this person started their business and, you know, I've watched them from the bottom and now it's here. Like, they did the work. Obviously,
right.
it's work that I need to do.
Right.
But again, that our favorite word, perspective.
Right, right.
And like you said, being aware, one of my favorite scriptures talks about taking captive of every thought, like you talked
mm-hmm.
about. Like being mm-hmm. aware of your thoughts, because they're going to, I don't care how far along you are, those thoughts are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You got to capture them.
Right.
And say, this is not serving me. I'm not going to get anywhere with this kind of thinking. In fact, it's going to bring me further down.
Right. Right.
So being unfulfilled, and that's the thing. And we're going to, one of our next episodes is going to be talking about purpose. But one of the biggest things with being unfulfilled is the fact that perhaps you either have not identified your purpose or you have not stepped into it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so with that, fear, anxiety, stress, you don't know where to start, like all of these things, it can cause the jealousy, it can cause the envy, it can cause the anger, the shame, the stress, especially if you start getting up in age and you're seeing people younger than you. So it's like being intentional about trying to really identify your purpose. And I know, you know, a lot of people talk about that, but really I did an Instagram live little snippet video about this. It is a full-time journey. Like, you don't wake up tomorrow and you know your purpose and then the next day you're operating in it. Like, people think because they haven't found it today and they're not operating in it tomorrow that it's never going to come. Or they're
right.
never gonna, you know what I mean? Everyone's path is different. Some people are blessed to have found it at a younger age. Like, it just, your path is different. But I tell you one thing you can help on your way is your thinking.
Right.
And your,
and
perspective.
Your perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is a grand way to ignite your purpose.
I was going to say that I think, just as a part of this whole discussion, two things. Number one, let's make sure that we're looking within ourselves, right? And when I say that, I mean, and to extend it as far as like, let's make sure we have our own definition of success, right? And that we're not buying into the world's definition of what it means to be successful or right. happy, right? Like, it's not the car, it's not the big house, it's not the, you know, the nice clothes and the nice shoes. Like, all of those things are external things. And what we're really, this conversation is really about is really looking within yourself mm-hmm. to say, what, how do I want to feel while living this life, right?
Right.
How, what type of experience do I want to have?
Mm-hmm.
And when we're having the purpose conversation and just discussing like everybody's journey, right, of discovering themselves and getting to know themselves and really identifying, why am I here? You want to make sure that you're not looking outside of yourself for validation, applause, or praise, right? And I don't know if you guys know, but we have a newsletter that we send out every month that we just started when we launched a website. So if you go to behindthiswoman.com and you go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, that's kind of like the official way that you join our community. And as a welcome and as a thank you for joining our community, we're going to send you a self-discovery document. And that helps you walk through all of the things that we're talking about here, like identifying your purpose, helping you to define what is important to you, right? So if it's not the nice car and the nice house, what is it, right? Defining your values and really being able to identify your gifts, because those are all kind of individual components that kind of lead up to the big picture to answer the question, why am I here and what work should I be doing? One of the questions asks, if I had to choose one thing to say, just one thing, right? If I had one message and everybody could hear it, what would it be? And so when you think about those type of questions, that's not a surface type of thing, right? Like, you're going to really have to kind of dig deep and explore and really give that some thought before you can answer that honestly. And that's one reason why we wanted to provide the self-discovery document, is because I think so many people just kind of go through life, the hustle and bustle, the busyness of the day, that we don't take the time to consider things like this. So if you want to receive all 10 self-discovery questions, again, just go to behindthiswoman.com, sign up for the newsletter, and we'll send those right out to you guys.
Yes, definitely. So in closing, I just wanted to add something. I actually found this on my Facebook page, on the Facebook memories, a quote that I put on Facebook 7 years ago, actually. It was April 5th of 2012.
Wow.
And it says, the opinions of others should never determine your self-worth. Your identity is not found in the prejudgment of others, but in the source from which you came.
Mm.
So when we focus on that, we can take our thinking off of why we're so unfulfilled, be thankful where we are, focus on the source from which we came, and figure out what we should be doing next.
Right.
So I just wanted to close with that. Thank you guys so much, as always, for listening. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Behind This Woman podcast. If you have any questions, show topics you'd like us to discuss, or just want to say hi, shoot us an email at behindthiswoman@gmail.com. Catch up on past episodes and sign up for our newsletter and self-discovery questions by visiting our website, www.behindthiswoman.com. You can also follow us on Instagram to keep up with our latest activities, adventures, and giveaways at Behind This Woman. Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podomatic. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor and rate, comment, and subscribe. This allows others to easily find our content. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.